Pittsburgh's hottest breakfast show.
Joining us is the beautiful Ingrid Pachla. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, I'm glad to see you. Is that your little daughter?
Yes, that's my
daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Atlehang.
She is too cute for words.
Thank you.
She really, really is. And also in the studio with us is Carla, who's nominated Ingrid. They work together. Ingrid, where do you work?
I work for Transaction Capital Limited.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, but you're not there at the moment?
No, I'm not there at the moment.
All right. Ingrid, it's never nice to bring up the past, but earlier this year you were involved in a very, very serious act of violence.
Yes.
Could you share a little bit with us, if you don't mind?
On the 6th of April, I think it was a Friday, just after the JP Morgan run, which took place, I think, on the 5th. And then on Friday, when I was supposed to go report for work in the morning, well, my baby daddy, whatever, ex-partner, whatever you call it, in the morning when I woke up, I asked him if he was going home, because he normally goes home like on Fridays and stuff. And then he said no, he's not sure whether he's going home or not. And then I asked him that, because you disturb the baby during the day, you just come like during the day after work or whatever, in the middle of the day, you like, okay, you decide that you're going home and stuff, can't I pack your bag for you and then we put it in your car?
Yeah.
So that it's easier for you, like, if you decide to knock off early, leave work early, you can just leave and go home. And then he's like, and then he started to get all angry and stuff. And then I didn't know that he had the gun under the pillow or stuff. Next thing, he pulled out the gun. I was standing at the door, like, I'm like, are you going to shoot me? And then, yeah, he clicked the gun. He put the gun on, and then I had the sound click, and then he shot me. And I think I'm very lucky, because had I been standing like straight, because like, you know, when you stand straight, it was going to go like maybe probably here or somewhere.
Yeah.
But then because I kind of like ducked and did this, that's okay. How it came out.
All right.
And then it shot my eye, and I lost my right eye.
All right.
Yes.
It is just a horrible, horrible story. But you're here.
I'm here.
Okay. You've lost your right eye and you've lost a bit of sight in your left eye.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, besides the really difficult process of going through such a horrific ordeal, I mean, getting to hospitals, I mean, and trying to get, you know, all of these things sorted must have been very, very difficult for you as well, as being a single mom.
It was.
And also extremely expensive.
Very expensive. One thing I'll always be grateful for is Transaction Capital, because like I said with Carla and them, they've been offering me a lot of support. I don't know where I will be. I think I was going to be like very anxious, and that was going to also delay my healing process, thinking about all the medical costs and stuff and everything. But they have been amazing. They have been assisting where they can, and yeah, that alone has managed to put my mind at ease a bit. Even though, like, you get to, it's not easy. Like, it's a life changing experience.
Of course,
I'm not gonna lie to you. You wake up one, like, I mean, for like all your life, you manage to have like both your eyes, and then now you have to like rely. I mean, I remember at some point I was doing this, touching things, like just to make sure that this is what I'm looking for. When somebody brings tea to you,
yeah.
Like, you can't even put sugar. You don't know where the It's the little challenges that I was facing, like, especially in the first 2 months, and yeah.
An incredible life-changing experience. I just want to know the person, unfortunately, who was the perpetrator of this violence. Are you safe away from that now?
Yes, we are safe, because he got bail, and then they gave him conditions. Which I still don't understand, because, and I feel like also the law, they're very slow, and it looks like it's going to be a long process, because we got a court case pending. Like,
okay, but he can't get near you.
No, he's not allowed to.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I think that's very, very important. Yeah. We've seen that some of the astronomical costs that have come through that you've had to pay on your own. And we at Hot Cares, we can't bring back, we can't give you an eye, a brand new eye. Unfortunately, it's one of those things that, you know, you have to just deal with. And you seem to be doing exceptionally well with it. So, and I'm sure it will improve as time goes by, you will adjust. But we would like to cover the cost of your prosthetic eye. Okay. We're also going to cover a few other medical expenses for you that may still be outstanding. And we know that, I mean, both emotionally, financially, this has been incredibly difficult for you and your family around you.
It feels like a dream.
So, you know, besides those little things, we also think that you need a little bit of you time, a little bit of Ingrid time. So we're also going to send you for a nice hair and nail voucher and a couple of little spoils for you. How does that sound?
Wow.
All right. And our contribution to that is going to be to the value of 20,000 rand. So it's the least we could do for you. Keep up your incredible spirit and energy, Ingrid. I mean, just looking at you, and you know what? People can just learn so much from you. And Carla, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Such a pleasure.
And I know that you're going to go back into your job. You're going to even thrive even more when you go back. Mm-hmm. And you've got all of our support.
Thank you so much. That's all I needed to hear.
Have a beautiful, beautiful day. And yeah, I'm glad we could help in some small little way.
Sasha, could I just say thank you so much to Hot Cares. I cannot believe how generous you've been. You guys responded within 40 minutes of my email. It was absolutely incredible, and it was just so wonderful that someone heard her story for me. So thanks to everyone here too.
It is our pleasure, and it is just such a treat to meet Ingrid as well, and to just see that this is just such a beautiful, small little difference that we can make from Hot Cares.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure.
Silver's hottest breakfast show.
Sasha Martiningo, Andy Levy, John Wallen, Simon Hill, Lettuce Sitoli.
Weekdays from 6 to 9
on Hot 91.9.